Until the development of dialysis, kidney failure was basically a terminal illness. But today, several hundred thousand Americans are on dialysis, and the quality of their lives has improved as well as their lengths. Janice Breen, who's a registered nurse, has been working with dialysis machines since 1973, and she walks us through how their design has evolved over the years.
I remember that my girlfriend called me up and she said, "Did you know they opened up a dialysis unit?" And I remember walking in, there were 12 dialysis machines, and all I saw were red lines, which were the blood lines. That was my first impression. Oh my God, what is it doing? The 70s machines were huge. You know the double-decker washing machines they have now? The washer on the bottom, the dryer on the top. The bottom portion, we had to fill with 120 gallons of water. The top part is where the coil went into. That was the dialyzer. And the patient was hooked up. There was a huge blood pump, 12 by 12, with this big pump head going around. It was crude at that time. There were moments when the coils used to rupture. Once a coil ruptured on me. So picture all this blood over on the ceiling, in your hair. And if a patient panics and goes, "Oh, now it's spurting." Once a patient starts dialysis, the only way out or off of dialysis is either you regain your function, which is unlikely, you get a transplant, or you die. A nurse and her patient on dialysis, you have a certain bond because for the rest of your life, I'm going to see you and you're going to see me. Top of the 70s, beginning of the 80s was the home program. Push was on to go at home. And I used to train people and it was wonderful because I think people do better on home dialysis. They're educated, they're taking care of themselves, they're responsible for themselves. The machine started to scale down. For home use, it was like a piece of furniture, 3 foot high by maybe 1.5 feet deep. But it was still mechanical, heavy, you could not pick it up. It had a piston in the back that went pshht, pshht, pshht. The knowledge was out on how dialysis works. So now let's hone in on these machines. Make them more efficient. Make them safer. Have alarms. Have an air detector alarm. That's the first alarm I saw. And when I saw it, I said, "Oh my God, we were doing this without that?" So too, though, did the technical end increase. They were no longer simple workhorses. They were very temperamental, make you want to kick them, say, "I want my old machine back." But that was part of the technology coming in. The machines today are about 5 foot tall on wheels. It looks like tall R2-D2 because it's got that little arm sticking out. Does it have flashing lights like R2? Yeah, they go on and off at certain times. Does it make boop, 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 boop noises? Yeah, it does, because it's all computer chips. Set it, run it, it does it. Yet it's still a machine. The patient will have a symptom before the machine picks it up. If somebody yawns, I will turn around and say, "Who yawned?" Because that's an indication, usually, that their blood pressure is dropping before it registers on the machine. Cramping. The machine doesn't know I'm getting leg cramps. The machine doesn't know that I need my hand to be held right now. The machine doesn't know when a patient's crying. I may want to change my goals for that patient because I don't like the way the patient looks. That's my nurse sense. If you know somebody who's on dialysis, they have a very, very rough life. The advancements are good. That's come so far. Still not that every patient feels 100%. They don't. As a nurse, you have to regard your patient as your own. And you have to constantly ask yourself, Would I treat my family differently? No. Then you're good, Janice. Then you're good.
Janice Breen is a manager at Renal Care Registered Nursing Services in Nanuet, New York. Greta Cohn produced our story.